somebody just suggested this. I think it's a pretty good idea that we have a Heaven quarterly review here on the show. That you just kind of take a look at the things we've done just on the show. And
Heaven roll
life.
Call.
Take stock.
Yeah, I just have God's quarterly job performance review for anyone concerned. And we take a look at some of the things Brady's done, some things he should work on, because I really don't care. But it would be very interesting if there was like quarterly life reviews where you had to have a meeting, like a parent-teacher conference. And
you do it a lot if you're religious.
You do a lot of quarterly reviews?
You always think you can do better. I mean, I'm sure people always do that. But I think it magnifies more so on the other stuff.
You think your better is better than my better?
No. No, I'm saying it's never, you know. I mean, I just think of my dad. Yeah. I always ask my dad, and he's like, well, I think I could have done some stuff a lot better.
Sure,
I mean, everybody always like that.
Thinks back that you could have done things better.
Since Brady hates it so much, can we force him to be judgmental and he can be the judge, jury, and executioner on people calling in?
Yes. Judge this person.
And you have to send some to death.
And you would be the one that does the quarterly
right
review.
Now,
I like
you're
this.
On the highway to hell, my
So here's the thing. You call up with, like, not now, but like later when we do the quarterly review, somewhere around April. When we have a quarterly review and we're taking a look at this year, it's like, since January, give me three or four things you've done good, three or four things you're not real proud of. Kind of a confession.
And he has to
and
decide.
And then Brady has to say, going to hell. Or, looks like you're on the right path. The problem will be, he'll just say, you're on the right path to everybody. He's afraid to send people to hell.
Now, he only gets two. We got to limit it to two answers.
We'll do mine.
In or out.
My Brady. Because he'll put everybody in.
That's true. We'll do fake Brady. Never mind.
Yeah. Fake Brady will do it. Fake Brady will be honest with you.
He'll make a decision.
Yeah, that'll be great. Unless you want to damn people to hell on the phone. Huh?
Not my job, John.
That isn't your job. It doesn't count, though. It's not your job. It's not your job to do Larry's job, but we all talk about sometimes when he does dumb stuff.
I can say, if you're living the lifestyle or the way you're living your life, you're on your way.
You're going to hell.
No, you can't
you're
do
on
that.
Your way to-
no.
Going to hell.
In or out.
In or out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to decide.
Yeah, you can't say you're on the path.
Right. No paths.
Sure you can.
There's no paths.
Yeah. That's
one or the other.
If you're out murdering people, you're on the path.
Well, nobody's going to
he's not on the path.
If you're out murdering people, you're there.
Yeah, Brady, if you're that's the there. Person who calls us, I'm not going to lean on you for what to do next.
This guy's clearly on his way to hell. Thanks for listening.
No, Brady, hold on.
I was giving that as an example.
This is it, Brady. You hit one of two buttons. Somebody tells you the story, and you're like,
nice job. See you in cloud heaven.
How about this?
Burn, turd.
Clean it up.
So you said quarterly.
No, we're close.
April 2nd
is the exact
quarter. Easter Monday. So how perfect is that for our first quarterly review?
Quarterly reviews. Brady's quarterly reviews of you.
Will he be a dream or a dud?
It's Brady's dream date.
All right, we're putting it on the calendar.
I don't know how it's going to work, though.
Yeah, well.
Brady's hoping the only person he's going to send is a murderer. He's like, I kill people. Hey, guys, I listen every day, by the way. Kill people. I don't plan on stopping
that. I killed somebody 10 years ago. I feel I did my time. You can be forgiven.
Sure, you can be forgiven. Yeah, but still, you killed a guy.
Die.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you want to do Eric's quarterly review, then
you have
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to tell that guy.
You can't send everybody to heaven. It's going to be crowded, Brady. You have to make decisions.
Thou shalt not kill. I'm going to say that killing thing takes you out of the running.
Let's smoke a
turd now.
You only get three slots for each.
Yeah.
We'll have six callers.
Oh, we got to load them. And you have to, it's like murder or F and kill. Yeah. Three hell, three purgatory.
You got to fill this.
Okay, how about that?
All right.
Two hell. One purgatory, three heaven, just because you're going to like the fact you get more in heaven than hell.
Yeah,
so it makes you feel better.
It has to be. You have to fill those slots.
Yeah.
We'll line
today's
them up.
Today's the day, the quarterly review. If these on the off chance that these people who don't necessarily have a religion but are a little concerned, they're worried, they're on the fence, like, maybe there isn't. They call you, and if they get hit by trucks that day, you've assigned them a place to go.
Five Hail Marys.
No, you don't have to give them anything to say. Just say,
you go in the heaven slot. You
if
go in
you
the hell
today,
slot.
We'll call it Brady's If You Died Today Judgment Center.
Okay.
And tell me what most concerns you about, like, if you died today. And how you've gone about fixing that. I killed a man. I did my time. Now, maybe he's got a little
millions
something.
Of dollars from old people.
Yeah, I've fleeced a lot of folks. I eat crab.
I have dirty thoughts about a cousin.
I blew a guy.
I'll do it. I'll have some qualifying. I'm turning him into iced tea for no reason.
One time I blew a man on the side of the street because that's how the game was played.
Why is iced tea?
I don't know why iced tea started it because I assume he's going to be the one calls. I killed three people because they was on my bottom, bitch. The street's a tough place to play.
Even if they're all nice and have great things to say about it, you have to assign some to hell.
Yep. I will.
That's just the way.
Guys, it comes down to like the last two people who are like, I just gave to charity and I stopped masturbating when I was 11 because I knew it was wrong. And then the other person said, well, you gotta go to hell. I only got one slot open. Don't die.
Sorry.
Guys, I'm really looking forward to people calling in to confess to Brady. Yeah. Will they serve penance as well?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how he can do that. He can't assign.
Yeah, he's not ordained.
I don't know if there's no penance. He's just basically giving you the, you die today is probably going to be the end of it. It's like my buddy Kevin probably would have come to you and said, oh, my God, in the last 48 hours I did this. I drank. I was chasing chicks. I was going to a strip.
Wasn't he running across the street to the strip bar?
And he was too drunk and he got hit by a cab.
Yeah.
He's done.
Man.
If I had a chance to ask him, you know, the one qualifying question, then, you know.
Yeah, he would, that day it would have been like, if I die today, it probably. It was like his anniversary. I think today's the anniversary, actually. It's close. I missed the kid, but, you know, he's dealing in reality right now. I didn't like his chances. But oh well.
And I look at him the other way. I mean, you know.
No, no, no.
We're not all perfect.
Yeah, he wasn't trying either. You're running over to the cabaret to try to swing a stripper. Your intentions weren't exactly just. They were awesome, but
I could see it going the other way with him.
Was he had some sort of revelation right before the cab?
No, I could see him. I mean, the way I think he had a belief. I think he believed.
Sure,
you know.
But that's not it. Don't you have to believe and follow through?
Practice,
you
right?
You do. But that doesn't mean you're going to be flawless after that. You know.
But still, it was really kind of an effort you're making to not be.
Man. Sure,
that wasn't. Those weren't mistakes. Everything he was doing was wildly on purpose. You don't accidentally hose strippers. Oops. Sorry.
So God's a lot like you. God allows you to sleep in his bedroom when you want and doesn't really punish you for it.
Unless you eat those shrimp.
Unless you eat the shrimp. If, you know, you can do whatever. He's trying to tell you not to do it, but if you do it, it's okay.
Yeah, but the closer, but he also says the closer that you get to him, those things won't happen as often.
Killing people or eating shrimp?
Yep.
Lawrence,
the shrimping thing, shrimping that won't stop it.
Yeah, it might.
It's a Jewish law.
Yeah, thank God. Why is the voice of the murderer criminal always black? I'm like, well, in this case, just to see what Brady's heaven looks like.
I was just out on the street playing the game. But when things got out of control, I would love if Ice-T called in for that. Brady, listen up.
Yeah, Ice.
Back when I used to play the game. I'd turn bitches out, and I'd never let them loose. Now I'm just a crossing guard.
Are you
but
still doing that?
The street game's the same, turning children out from one side of the street to the other.
I don't know.
If you had Joel Osteen and Ice-T in the room.
Oh, yeah. Who goes to hell?
And you had one spot for hell, one for heaven.
Question.
Who would you put in?
I would hear both out.
We have one opening.
Then you got to answer the question.
All right. I went through quite a spell as a pimp.
I just want everyone to be happy and in love together. And just, you know, it reminds me of a story.
I reminded of a story once. I was given five across the face to my bottom bitch for not paying.
That reminds me of a story as
I would
well.
Lean towards Joel on that.
Joel to heaven?
Ice-T's going to hell. You heard it here first. No. Brady's a racist.
That's the first thing.
Obviously, you are a racist.
Obviously, clearly a racist.
And this is a little awkward. I'm sorry. Former pimp, Ice-T. You've got a few murders and some prostitution raps. Shrimp? Ever have any shrimp?
I love the crustaceans.
What
Nothing
size?
Better on
1630?
I like it on kebabs.
Oh, man.
Multiple shrimps.
Enjoy the flaming highway.
I just don't believe shrimp's a problem, but I'm not going to have any today. It reminds me of a story. He's in. This guy's good.
Any when he blinks a long time.
Yeah. He closes his eyes because he's thinking of the details of his story.
Because he's thinking,
he's thinking of a
jumbo shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. Mm. Shrimp, it's tough. Why did he take it away from us? There has to be. I'm crying.
I love watching that guy's facelift stretched skin leak water.
That's natural.
Oh, my God. When his eyes start leaking water, it is the least natural looking thing I've ever seen. Weird little eyelid waterfalls.
It's thin skin.
He's just weird. I like that. So thank you very much to that suggestion. I can't remember who gave it to me. I want to give him credit.
Let's do the quarterly reviews.
The quarterly
reviews. April 2nd.
I like that. Oh, it's from Leland Roser. Thank you. We also have a thing coming up at 10 o'clock. We have no idea what it is. There's a says all over our studio today in printed paper, so you know it's true that there is a huge concert announcement today at 10 o'clock.
They've stopped telling us.
Stopped telling you particularly.
Here's the reason why. I was just going to say, I don't know who it is right now, but whomever is coming, I don't know if that's right or not, they'll email me because I just said there's a concert announcement coming at 10, and I will get all the – you guys know before we do.
Well, let's see. It could be Slayer. It could be Ozzy.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it is Ozzy. The No More Tours Tour. Yeah, tour, Christ. Tour.
Duh. For Christ. Duh. Yeah, we'll see.
Let's just figure it out. I bet if I search the internet, I can figure it out.
You find it. Right, yeah, if you guys tell us where we find it first, we'll let you know what the announcement is. But it's supposedly some huge announcement at 10. You're not allowed to know about it until 10 o'clock or everybody goes to hell.
Emmylou Harris.
It's a fun game. What do I get if I figure it out?
If you die today.
If I die today.
You're in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm doing it.
Good luck. I don't know what it is yet, but we're going to do it at 10 o'clock. So stay tuned. In about an hour and a half, we'll have that together. Got a Guadalupe replay with Frank Caliendo coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.